You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Today, we're diving deep beneath the surface of the Pacific Ocean to discuss a hidden crisis and the Northern California community that's rising to meet it. My guest is Natasha Benjamin. She's the co-director, co-producer, and cinematographer of the powerful new documentary, Sequoias of the Sea. A free community screening of the award-winning film will be shown at the Arcata Theater Lounge at 6:30 p.m. on April 23rd. A second screening is planned at the Yurok Tribal Headquarters in Klamath, California, on April 25th at 1 p.m. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Natasha.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, your film explores the devastating loss of kelp forests along the Northern California coast. Tell me about it.
Yes. My background is in marine science and ocean conservation, and I'm a diver and a scuba diver. And a surfer, and I watched these kelp forests disappear before my very own eyes in a very short period of time. And that's really what inspired me and my co-film partner, Anna Blanco, to tell this really important climate change story that's happening right here in our backyard.
Well, the film draws a comparison between kelp and the nearby redwood forest.
Yes, we were thinking about names for the film, and we landed on Sequoias of the Sea, which kind of makes that parallel between what's happening underwater and what's happening on land. And I think what's so unique about what's happening in the water is it's below the surface. Most people don't know what's going on. And, you know, from the surface, the ocean looks just fine, but there's all sorts of things happening. And there's this underwater kelp forest similar to our land-based forests that are in trouble. And in Northern California, we've lost 95% of this ecosystem of these kelp forests. And this kelp loss extends all along the Pacific coast into Oregon as well. But Northern California is really the epicenter of this loss that happened over the last 10 years.
Well, that is amazing. 95%. How do they quantify that? How do they know?
So we've been tracking kelp forests for decades using satellite imagery and now drone surveys, and kelp fluctuates naturally every year. You know, there's more kelp some years than others, but in 2013, 2014, we had what was called a marine heat wave, just like we get on land. They happen in the ocean, and kelp, especially bull kelp, which we see in Northern California and Oregon, needs cold, nutrient-rich water. And the water got too warm for kelp. And then we had an El Nino that prolonged this heat wave. And when the kelp disappeared, the purple sea urchins took over. These are native, you know, marine critters, little spiny, spiky balls at the bottom, you know, that sit on the bottom of the seafloor. And they exploded in population. And part of that story was also that we lost one of the keystone predators in the ecosystem, which is the sunflower sea star. And now there's no predator for these purple urchins that can mow down an entire kelp forest. So the system is totally out of balance. And that's what, you know, that's what our film is about. Our film is about losing this ecosystem and showing these communities that are working to try to restore them.
Now, you mentioned El Nino. What is El Nino?
It's an oceanographic condition where we get warmer water coming into our system from the southern oceans. And we are actually seeing another El Nino coming this year, which is very concerning. So that marine heat wave caused, you know, in 2013, 14, 15, caused enormous damage along our coast.
And it creates conditions for the killers of the kelp forests.
It creates conditions where the kelp can't thrive. And because of that, it's weakened and the urchins explode. And it also created conditions that probably super triggered this disease that killed off all the sunflower sea stars, which were the only predator of these purple sea urchins. So now there's no predators. We don't have otters on this part of our coast, which used to be the other main predator of purple sea urchins. And so really humans are the last predator, and there are lots of restoration efforts where we're trying to remove these purple sea urchins and then introduce kelp back into the ecosystem so that it has a chance of growing.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Natasha Benjamin, co-director and producer of the award-winning documentary Sequoias of the Sea. A community screening of the film on April 23rd will be at the Arcata Theater Lounge at 6:30 p.m. in Arcata, California. The film is presented in partnership with the Surf Rider Foundation's Humboldt chapter. A second screening is planned at the Yurok Tribal Headquarters in Klamath, California on April 25th at 1 p.m. Natasha, indigenous leadership and stewardship, including members of the Yurok tribe, have been central to this story, right?
Yes, very much so. And in, you know, part of learning about the kelp forest through making this film, we talked to a lot of folks, different tribal members along the Sonoma and Mendocino coast. Kelp is a critical part of their culture, their traditions, and especially abalone, which also need kelp. And when the kelp forest disappeared, abalone populations that were already struggling really got in trouble. Kelp is one of the primary food sources for abalone, and abalone is instrumental in most of our California and Pacific Northwest coastal tribal communities. So we're very excited to be partnering with the Yurok tribe to show the film and to talk about what's going on, to talk about restoration efforts. Reef Check has been working with a lot of tribal communities in training them to get scuba certified and do kelp monitoring and restoration, which is really exciting. And we were able to highlight that in the film as well.
Well, the film mentions the goal of building a new blue economy. How can restoration efforts create new economic opportunities for Northern California?
That's a great question. And I think it's something that all of, you know, coastal communities are dealing with as our oceans are changing. Climate change is impacting our oceans. The oceans are warming. The industries and the economies that were dependent on these ocean ecosystems are not, they've changed. Some of them are not available anymore, like sea urchin fishery and salmon fishery and crab. So a lot of the sea urchin fishermen that used to depend on red sea urchins, which have now been pushed out by purple sea urchins, are turning into restoration divers. So these are people, these are fishermen that know the ocean, that know how to remove urchins. They're working with environmental groups and scientists to go in and remove urchins. This is one example of shifting to kind of this blue economy. The other thing that's happening is, what are we going to do with all these purple urchins? We're going in and removing them, but there's not a market for them. These are a smaller species than what we usually fish commercially. And so the community in Fort Bragg is working to try to find ways to incorporate purple urchin into new aquaculture systems where they're raising them and fattening them up and working with restaurants to actually try to create a new blue economy for that community, which has lost so much of their natural resources.
So how has tribal leadership and cultural stewardship of the land shifted the perspective on how we approach ocean restoration?
So, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we're seeing is more and more state agencies and scientists working with tribes to incorporate that traditional ecological knowledge, which is so important. The tribes have been stewarding these resources for thousands of years and have a very close connection. And really this reciprocity with the ocean and with the resources, not just about taking resources, but it's about giving back as well. So I think we have a lot to learn from the tribes, and we're seeing momentum, but it's still not enough. And there's a lot of work to be done to rebuild trust with these communities and learn from them and work together. But there's some great examples of what on the North Coast, working with the tribes. The Greater Farallones National Marine Sanctuary is working on with the tribes, teaching them how to monitor with drones And like I said, Reef Check is also working with the tribes, and we're very excited. We're going to have Kevin McCarran from the Yurok tribe speaking during the panel after the screening.
Yeah, in our last minute or so, tell me about that panel. You'll be at the Arcata Theater Lounge on April 23rd for that panel discussion with others after the screening, right?
Yes, so it won't just be a film screening. We're also going to have a discussion after the screening with folk, with myself, Surf Rider, and Cal Poly Humboldt scientists that are all working on kelp restoration. And, you know, this is really an opportunity for the community to get involved and ask questions. I think most folks, you know, in Northern California are aware of what's happening with the kelp, but there's still a lot to understand and learn. And I will also be speaking and showing the film on Saturday, the 25th, with the Yurok tribe. And we want the community to come out and learn about what's going on and get involved. There's all sorts of ways to get involved.
So that's a question I wanted to ask. If people want to do more than just watch the film, they want to join the kelp movement and help support these restoration efforts, how do they do that?
Great question. I like to direct people to our website, sequoiasofthesea.org. We have a Take Action page there with lots of resources on different restoration efforts, how to get involved, how you can make a difference as an individual in kind of your day-to-day actions, reducing your climate footprint. And then if you are a diver, there's great ways to get involved and do purple urchin removals in Mendocino County. I believe in Oregon as well, they have programs through the Oregon Kelp Alliance. And we are trying to build a kelp movement. We are, through Blue Frontier, the organization I work with, we are launching a kelp education campaign. And we are we're talking about kelp being the new coral.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. We're out of time. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you.
My guest was Natasha Benjamin, co-director of the award-winning documentary Sequoias of the Sea. Two public screenings of the film will be on April 23rd in Arcata and April 25th in Klamath. More information is at sequoiaofthesea.org.